Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 10th, and the whole week ahead. Now, with so much going on in your opposite sign of Sagittarius, it's very much about relationships, or if you're not in a relationship, finding someone who can really perk you up. There's something really funsville with these stars here today. But at the same time, because Saturn's involved, it also means that you need to take someone more seriously, or they do you. Here's your Sunday stars. Now, something needs working out, and I'm talking about it could be pensions, insurances, inheritances, wills. You see where I'm getting at here, can't you? Money that is involved with paperwork and contracts and all kinds of agreements. Look them up, and if you've not got something in place, then this is a very good day to consider doing something later in the week. Talk to a pro. And here's your Monday stars. Something needs to be sorted out. I'm not sure what it is, but there's a psychological problem here. Might not be with you, it could be somebody around you, but it's to do with sex and intimacy. Somebody might be frigid, or somebody might not understand your sexual needs, passions and desires. And certainly with the stars I've got now around you, this is a bone of contention, and it's about sex. Here's your Tuesday stars. Lovely aspect between Mercury, your ruler, and Jupiter. Wisdom and sagacity. This is the wisdom of Solomon around you today. One of the very best days, in fact, the next couple of days, for making choices and decisions. Arm yourself with the facts, information, all that jazz, and you can then make the choices you want. There's a lot of good stuff around this Mercury Jupiter. It's also good for travel as well, whether for business or pleasure. And here's your Wednesday stars. This kind of knocks the cherry off the top of the cake, Mercury square Neptune, but it's not something that you should fall foul of, so long as you use yesterday's aspect, which is wisdom. You could well be in line for someone trying to kid you, fool you. So watch out for charlatans. Watch out for someone who might try to con you. And if you try to do it to somebody else, what comes around goes around. Here's your Thursday stars. A difficult day because the sun in your sign opposes Saturn. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Sun in the first, opposing Saturn in the seventh. This really is a make or break aspect when it comes to a relationship or a partnership. Whether it's a business or whether it's a love affair, it doesn't really matter. In fact, in many ways, you might be best off on your own with this kind of challenge. But even then, you could feel very lonely. But don't let that get you into a wrong kind of affair. And here's your Friday stars. Neptune is about to move backwards, and he is sitting right up there in your 10th house. That's your career house. So it could be kind of distorted. It can distort what it is that you want from your life, your career. I wouldn't rush into any hard and fast or concrete decisions now, but I would use this period coming up to consider your options and think about what it is that you want to do when it comes to career matters. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.